Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 18. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Lori Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, she will share bite-sized book reviews and book recommendations. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. Today, I want to chat about Book of the Month and their special offer, two books for the price of one in your first month. Book of the Month is a monthly subscription box that features 5 to 6 books each month for you to pick. There are hardcover new releases. The genres are literary fiction, thrillers, and some young adult novels. There are debut novels and popular new releases. If you don't like the selections for that month, you can skip it and you won't be charged. If you're interested in getting a great deal of two books for the price of one, then check out whattoreadnextblog.com/bookofthemonth. Now on today's show. As some of you know, I read a book every other day. Instead of waiting a month long, a 20 plus book wrap up, and decided to share with you every other week an update of what I've read for that week, as well as a sneak peek of what I'm currently reading. So these past couple weeks, I've read a few advanced reader's copy, also known as ARCs, a few library books, and a new author to me. So I'm excited to start sharing with you. So the first book that I just finished reading was The Lion Game by Ruth Ware. This was Reese Witherspoon's book club pick a few months ago. It's a mystery thriller of four friends who have been keeping a secret for 17 years. This is their story. While the book was engaging as a thriller, I really didn't connect with the main characters. The story has some interesting twists, but it wasn't just fully fleshed out. I give this book 3 stars. It was interesting, but I would totally, if I had my honest opinion, I would skip it. I would read other thrillers. There are better thrillers than this one. So that's just my honest opinion about this one, but it was interesting. The following 3 books I'm going to briefly mention because I have an upcoming podcast and I'm sharing more in depth about them. And the podcast is coming up on Friday, April 13th, so just an FYI. So the next book is Justify Me by Jay Kenner. This is a Stark International Trilogy and Masters and Mercenaries crossover collection. Then it's Rescuing Sadie, Delta Force Heroes 7.5, and the Masters and Mercenaries crossover collection by Susan Stoker. Her Guardian Angel, A Demonica Underworld number 6, and Masters and Mercenaries crossover collection by Larissa Ione. And Close Cover, A Masters and Mercenaries number 16 book by Lexi Blake. The next book I read in one sitting, which is The Bachelor Nation by Amy Kaufman. This is a nonfiction, which is something interesting because I typically don't read that many nonfiction. It is a behind the scenes book in the show The Bachelor. The author interviewed contestants and fans of the show, and she wrote a book about getting the inside look of the show. I give this book 3 stars. If you like The Bachelor, I encourage you reading it, but if you don't like The Bachelor, you can skip this book. I definitely would say skip it and watch Unreal. You probably will get a better insight of the behind the scenes of the show by watching Unreal. That's just my opinion. The following 2 books are for an author new to me, which is Susan Stoker. I read her Rescuing Sadie in the crossover collection for Master and Mercenary, and I knew I needed to read more from her. I really enjoy her writing, so she wrote definitely great action scenes as well as alpha heroes and sassy heroines, which is my cup of tea, so I'm excited to share with you. So the first book that I read is Justice for Melina, which is technically the book that comes before Rescuing Sadie. When I was writing Rescuing Sadie, I'll be honest, I was lost as there were events that happened beforehand that impact the book, and so I just needed to know what exactly happened with the sex abuse scandal. How did Sadie end up being in that town, you know, being on the run? So I needed to know more information, so I picked this book up and it didn't disappoint. This is a second chance romance between Melina and TJ. They were together for a few months, 2 years prior, but TJ wasn't ready for a relationship, so he leaves Melina without saying a word, without saying goodbye or anything. He just left her. Fast forward to 3 years later, Melina's in the middle of a sex abuse scandal at her old workplace. TJ finds out and he's like, I need to protect her. She's mine. So he basically just infiltrates back in her life. there are repercussions in the scandal. There's someone following Melina because they think that she's the one who gave them away. So TJ is basically in charge of making sure that that doesn't happen. So this is the story of how they reconnect and how they actually fall in love again and they end up marrying and, you know, live happily ever after as any other romance you probably read. So I give this book 4 stars. There was enough action. That was definitely interesting. It's triggering if you... There's triggering stuff about sex abuse scandal, child abuse, so definitely it's tread lightly if you have issues with that. I found it triggering, but that's just my opinion. After Justice for Melina, I decided to switch series. So Justice for Melina is in Texas Batch series, which is about people who work in Texas, like Highway Patrol, TJ's with Highway Patrol, firefighters and whatnot. So she has another series called the Delta Force series, which is about Secret Service, Special Force, Army, Top Men, Top Secret Team. So this is a different series. But I picked it up because Rain is the sister of Chase Jackson, which is a protagonist of Rescuing Sadie. So they are connected in the same world. They're just different series. So I read Rescuing Rain, which is, as I mentioned, Rain is the sister of Chase Jackson, and this is the story of Ghost and Rain. Ghost is a Special Force Army man in the top secret team. And he meets Rain one day when they're in layover in London. The flight gets canceled, they spend a day together, and that day they impact their life. Flash forward 6 months later, Rain is a hostage in Cairo when they're having state of coup d'etat on Cairo, so she's a hostage. And Rain Ghost rescues Rain, and he claims her his, as any other alpha male would do. He's like, you are mine, so I'm going to take care of you. And I really enjoyed this book. There were definitely some action. It was triggering. There are some rape, almost rape situations, so definitely if you have triggers around that, I definitely recommend not picking it up. But it was a really good book to read. I give this book 4 stars. Now, onto what I'm currently reading. So first things first, I'm currently listening to Obsidio by Amy Kaufman and Jake Kristoff. This is book 3 of the Lemonade Files. This is a full cast audio experience, and I'm enjoying it a lot. I do want to read the physical book as it's mixed media format. The book is long, it's about 500 pages plus. The audiobook is about 13 hours long, but you breeze through it as it's mixed media because it's IMs, emails, video transcripts, and whatnot. I'm enjoying the show. It's definitely a show. It's a full cast, you know, who are engaging, who are showing their stats, and they're showing the different formats in different ways. So it's so interesting to listen to the book. The second book that I'm reading is The Queen of Hearts by Kimberly Martin. I'm halfway through this book. It's a Grey's Anatomy's feel. You know, the author's a doctor. She brings a lot of medical jargon. So it's definitely interesting. I'm enjoying this book. I did take a sneak peek at the end of the book, and it may be heartbreaking, so I'm not looking forward to reading it. I'm halfway through, so I read 150 pages, and it's about 300 pages long, so I'm halfway through, so we'll see. This book is about two friends who went to medical school together, who did the fellowship and everything together, and something happened the third year of med school. There's a secret there that it's unravels because someone from that year comes back into their life. They've been out of med school for quite some time now, so they're full-fledged doctors. And so this is just about that secret, how it unravels, and things that happen after it goes back past when they were in med school, and then it goes present time. So it jumps into different timelines and whatnot. So it's definitely an interesting book. If you like Grey's Anatomy, I would strongly encourage you reading this book. And I just enjoy it right now. So now I want to hear, what are you currently reading? Do you read 2 books at once or more? Come over to the blog, whattoreadnextblog.com, or message me on Instagram at Laura R as in read Yamin. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way for this podcast to grow and get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out.
Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.